was looking for something to speak about. I must have said it today. I was looking for something to say from Rav Pinkus Zatzal. Alright, so we'll he speaks status style. It's a famous sheet of the Gra that the Pashas is that the only mitzvah there is on eating matzah on Pesach is the first night. The first night is a mitzvah to eat a kezayis, bit a raisa. Nowadays we eat more, bit a rabbanan. Bit a raisa is a mitzvah to eat one kezayis. The Gra and the rest of Pesach, there's an iser to eat chametz. But Pashas, there's no mitzvah to eat, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, right? There's no chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. The Gra holds, and it's a sheet of some Rishayim, that there's a mitzvah that any kezayis a person eats on matzah, he's yotzei a mitzvah. He gets a mitzvah for every kezayis a person eats on Pesach, he gets a mitzvah. So a person can mechave when he eats a matzah on Pesach, see the Gra. Many people are knowing the Gra in all areas, but a person, the feel the Gra person, it's a kind of mitzvah every kezayis eats. You, by the way, you rarely find such a concept. This is what I would call a mitzvah kiyumis. A mitzvah kiyumis is a mitzvah that classically referred to a mitzvah that it's not obligatory, but it's not mandatory, but it's optional. Mitzvah kiyumis. According to the Gra, and some Rishayim, eating every kezayis a person eats on Pesach is a kind of mitzvah. That's what we call mitzvah kiyumis. Some people say, you have another example for mitzvah kiyumis for me? So let me just knock out some of the classic things that people like to say. People might tell me titus is a mitzvah kiyumis. Some might tell me, I don't know, ches is difficult. Yeah, I don't know. Titus is a mitzvah kiyumis. Some might tell me that because titus, a person's not obligated to wear a four-corner garment. Some might tell me that sukkis is kiyumis, is a person is not mechuyev to eat something that at least he can, you know, is not mechuyev to eat, and if he has to eat, he can eat something that's not chayev in the sukkah. But that is not, that lechayer is not an example of a mitzvah kiyumis, because the pshat in titus is if you're wearing a four-corner garment, then you're obligated, it's mandatory to put on tzitzis. It's not optional. It's if you're wearing a four-corner garment, then it's mandatory to put on tzitzis. If you're eating, then it's mandatory to eat in the sukkah. But for the Gra, eating on Pesach is totally the rest of Pesach, you know, except for Shabbos, you have to wash, but it's optional. But if a person eats a kezayis, he's eating a mitzvah. There are not that many examples of what we call a mitzvah kiyumis.
Eating
Shabbos is a chiyuv to have eating Shabbos.
Yeah, but every time you
how much? Could be. That's already then how much you put into it. But not the whole mitzvah itself. I'm sorry? Every kezayis is another mitzvah.
We have to have at least one kezayis and matzah.
So either way, I'm sorry?
You have to have at least one kezayis and matzah.
Yeah. I'm referring to besides the first night. Shulchan can again is if you could be called obligated if you want the.
You don't have to take it.
Yeah, but if you want to take it, you're obligated to do it in such a way. But okay, whatever it is, that's not relevant so much. So the Rav Pinkus brings down from the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that this is the. I didn't have a chance to look it up. The Chassam Sefer he brings is a Chayshe Mishpah Kuf Tzadi Vav, that this is the only mitzvah of Achila Midaraisa that we have nowadays. This is really, Sam Sefer says, this is really the only mitzvah achila, mitzvah of eating daraisa nowadays. In the time of Beis Hamikdash, is a mitzvah to eat the karbanis. Nowadays we don't have karbanis around the Beis Hamikdash. So Sam Sefer says is the only mitzvah to left over that's midaraisa. And the Sam Sefer says how special the mitzvah of matzah is, that there's a chance to be a yaitza mitzvah, the raisa through achila, through eating. So Pinchas asks, he says, what do you mean this is the only mitzvah daraisa? According to some Rishayim, eating, get to that? Eating Erev Yom Kippur, according to some Rishayim, eating Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat, according to some Rishayim, is daraisa. Good, excellent. Fragged, Ali, Basar V'yayin on Yotiv, mitzvah simcha, Yom Mekayim through eating. Well, I don't know if that's daraisa. Daniel says, what about Shabbos? What about Shabbos? It's a shaila if, I think he brings that, it's not so simple. It's a shaila if eating, making lacha mishnah could be the raisa, has, but l'chara wankataina, onik Shabbos, you know, you're mekayim through eating, l'chara mekayim mitzvah the raisa. But, so Rapingus wants to say as follows. He wants to say the Chassam Sofer means as follows. He says like this. He gives a mashal. So there's a Gemara in Chulin, there's a Gemara in Subas. Taisus brings it in Gittin. Maybe the Gemara in Gittin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu never causes a takala for a tzaddik. A tzaddik is never nichshol na'avera accidentally, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik from accidentally being over any yisur. So Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a story where HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the behema, I think Pinchas ben Yair, from eating tevel. Kavachayim or tzaddik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him from being over yisur. Frak Taisvis. Taisus in Gid. Ali, what's going on? Yeah, so Gemara in Gid and Dav Zayin. So, that's what you said? Good David Simkin. So Taisus and Gin as a cash from various Gemaras. Taisus and cash and Gin from various Gemaras, where you do find that that tzaddikim were over isurim, various isurim by accident. So Taisus says as follows: that it's dafka by achila. Dafka by achila. We say that a tzaddik is never nichshol in an inyan of achila b'shogeg. But another isurim, it could be a tzaddik, is Iver. And Taisus says even furthermore, the Gemara is mashma Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says a story in Rosh Hashanah where they accidentally ate on Yom Kippur. Taisus says, no, Yom Kippur is not as bad, because Yom Kippur, the food itself, is not asr. It's just the day is a day where it's asr from eating. It's not the food itself on Yom Kippur. The food itself is not Dvar Vasur. The Pshat in Taisus, the Pasha Pshat, Zuck Rafinkis, is the Pshat is as follows. That for a tzaddik stop to be over Nisr, okay, that's one thing. But worse is a tzaddik eats something treif, but something treif goes, enters a tzaddik's body, so it's tarfus, you know, it goes in the person's whole body, it penetrates the whole body, and you find, he doesn't, I don't know if he brings this, you find that a child, it's brought la'alacha, that a child is not allowed to nurse from a guy. And there are actually two dinim, I think, involved. A child's not allowed to nurse from a guy because stop, it's from a guy. But, and there's another reason, because the guy eats treif. And a guy, the kid is getting from tarfus. In other words, let's say a person could use a Jewish lady that doesn't keep kosher. So you shouldn't use that person to nurse a child because a child is taking in tarfus. I look at her, it's not me. Good question. A cat eat grass. Usually they eat grass, I don't know. But L'chaira, it's not treif. It's not treif la'alacha. The milk is not treif. It's mutter, right? It's not treif. But the halacha, it says la'alacha, I believe. It says it's metamtim as a leif. It's metamting the davar iser is metamting the person's heart. It affects the person's heart. Fully penetrates and affects the person, even if it wasn't an actual aveir. So when it comes to eating treif, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik, the chas v'shalom, something treif should penetrate his system. The stam isurim, there is no special guarantee. Zalktais is even eating on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the food itself is not food that would be metamtein. The food itself, there's something wrong with the food. The food is kosher food. It's the day on Yom Kippur that a person is not allowed to eat. So therefore, there's no special protection for a tzaddik from eating on Yom Kippur. Now, Zakav Shimshin as follows. Normal food a person eats. A person eats food on Shabbos. When a person eats a jelly bean, it's a jelly bean. A person eating a jelly bean for owning Shabbos, it's still a jelly bean. The jelly bean is not a chetzu shal mitzvah. It's not a chetzu shal mitzvah. It's a jelly bean that I'm using for a mitzvah. The person, the gavra, is using the jelly bean for a mitzvah. Get ready, dude. The person is using the jelly bean for a mitzvah. Person eats challah, even challah on Shabbos. He's eating challah. He can eat it on Sunday, Monday. On Shabbos, he's using it. He's designating it for Shabbos. But the challah itself is not a chetz of mitzvah. By matzah, Sag of Shemshin, and the other, their rise to this. By matzah itself is not just stam, it's matzah. The matzah Pesach is a chetz of mitzvah. For example, the first night, he doesn't bring this up, but the first night has to be l'shma. If there's a din l'shma, then you have to say there's something in the matzah itself. You can't have l'shma. If there's a l'shma there, that means that the chepta of something. It's a chepta of mitzvah. So matzah, Sakrib Shimshin, is a chepta of mitzvah. There's another rabbi, my brother just told me that there's a gemara, my brother told me that there's a gemara in Yevamis, that the gemara is a half a mina that just like an aral can't eat carbon pesach. So the Havamina the Aro can't eat matzah. Just like an Aro can't eat a carbon pesach, an Aro can't eat matzah. An
Aro is someone
that's had a person. Right. Aro is a person, matzah is not stam a food. It's not just stam a food that I'm using to be yotze the mitzvah. The matzah itself is a chefza mitzvah. Sakav Shimshin, that when a person eats matzah, so the matzah is something that penetrates his system. His body, it's just like it's kavachayim, just like tarfus when a person eats treif, so that has a negative impact on his system. So chayra when a person eats matzah, that has a positive impact on his system. So number one, he brings in a lot of different areas. I wouldn't normally talk about this, but he brings it up. I wouldn't normally talk about it because it's a little above my hasagas, but. But first of all, this is pasha. Stam, it's because I don't remember that a person eats matzah, you know, becomes a habit for people to eat matzah. Let's say the Seder night, person eats matzah. So person's trying to go to the mitzvah, he's trying to eat the matzah in the shiur, and, or laughing. I'm laughing, all right, this, you know, as long as it's not. The person, another kid, eat so much. You're ruining it. You're killing it. How you eat the matzah is very, very important. How a person eats the matzah, we finally have a chance. We're finally zaycha to a chance to do a mitzvah sachila. We're finally have zaycha to something that resembles the mitzvah of eating the karbanis. So a person has to eat the matzah. Chas v'shalom, person, we have to be very careful not to make light, not to complain about the matzah. We should be happy that we're finally zaycha. When we're eating the matzah, we should think to ourselves, this should replace all those steaks I stuffed down my throat and everything else. I'm finally zaycha to eat matzah. I'm finally zaycha to eat l'shem shemayim. I'm finally zaycha to do a mitzvah of achila with the proper way. And then matzah the whole week. Matzah the whole week. Definitely common. You know, a person says, matzah. tough. Some people like matzah. I know, my little kid likes matzah. When I'm by my mother and stepfather, they always have matzah. By Lacha Mishnah, he asks for the matzah. I guess maybe because he's born on Pesach. You were born on Pesach also? So when you're born on Pesach, maybe there's something like that. But you like matzah also. But a lot of people, I'm not blaming anyone, you know, for not liking matzah. It wasn't necessarily made to be wasn't the purpose of matzah, not to give the most geschmack in terms of taste. But that's it. So a person can complain. A person could do the exact opposite. He can come to the matzah, he can remember the gra. The gra's very big shoulders. The person can come, every time he eats a matzah for breakfast, finally able to do eat l'shem shemayim, I'm finally able to do a mitzvah when I eat. Instead of just stuff myself. That's a different, it's a different thing. Instead of a person, even if a person thinks in his mind, that, you know, it's tough eating matzah all the time. But don't say it. What do you have to, don't say it. Be above the pettiness of complaining about the food, about eating matzah. Mara eats Mara also. Mara's Marabara. Yeah, Mara also. I mean, some people, I eat lettuce, it's not so, I feel guilty, it's not so shy. But, okay. But he brings down some very powerful stuff about achila. He brings down some, once a year it's kedaira, once in a long time it's kedaira to mention this. Speak about it. He brings down a few lines from Yisrael Salanta. So he brings out from Yisrael Salanta the following line. He says that a person, I spoke Yiddish, be good, I could try, but I'm probably pronouncing the words wrong. It's the concern of having a tape. Mit, who knows Yiddish here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so you want to read this to me?
It's always a false.
Mit ein Shabbos, mit ein Shabbos, digger Zimis, ken min eif,
I can't read what you wrote, the Essen, dem ganzen,
Eilam haba. Alright, now I can repeat after Ali. Mit ein Shabbos, digger Zimis, ken min eif, Essen, dem ganzen, Eilam haba. Know what that means? With one Shabbos sticker tzimis, this is a sweet dish, with one Shabbos sticker tzimis, a person can eat up his whole olam haba. This is what Rishon Salanta said. Sounds kind of... What Rishon Salanta was saying is, Rishon Salanta said, and by the way, I don't remember, I must have heard this sometime, but I don't remember. And some it's kedai to know it, but I'm not telling you what to do lahalach l'maisa, but it's kedai to know the yediyah. We saw Salanta said that a person could eat one geshmak a dish and eat up all his olam. Now, what we saw, the sign of Rabbi Salanta was, is that when a person eats, it could take away from his olam haba. So the Chavetz Chaim said this: a person come to olam haba and they'll say, "Okay, you deserve X and X and X star for all the mitzvahs you've done. Well, you ate up this amount of snakes. No, okay, works out pretty well. Pater you, we already gave you your star." And I won't finish up. I don't know. So, Kitzer, it could be. Tachu? What do you mean, Tachu? Yeah, I didn't make this up. I would never make this up. I'm very lenient. I don't make this up. That's a from. No, this is this. Now, that's it. Well,
I mean, you shouldn't have chicken. If you already eat chicken, why did you eat a good chicken?
I'm
already eating
with
meat.
I mean,
the mindset you should have
is a different
mindset.
Rabbi Shlomo Salanta said, another line from Yisrael Salanta. I'll tell you a site in Muslim. It's not really relevant, but Chaim reminded me of this site. It's a good site. I was learning with Zevi. I was learning with Zevi how Ali Shur talks about how a person has to learn with the Chavrusa. So I started speaking to Zevi. I'm like, I don't know. What about me? What am I going to do? I learn with the Chavrusa so much. So all right, maybe next month I'll say Shir. Maybe I eat it. But then I said to Zevi, I'm really doing something wrong. When a when a person hears Musar, when I hear something, I was making a mistake. I'll tell you why I was making a mistake. If you wear a good Musar shoes, and someone says that a person has to learn with asmada, an intense asmada, and you can't waste a second, so there are two ways of dealing with it. One person could, and usually, by the way, it depends how far away you're removed from it. But one person could say, shh, yeah, you have to learn with it. This guy does not learn with shtarkas. Two guys, they both don't learn with shtarkas. Mother, I mean, very few people learn with asmada that the shmooze was given by. When you catch sleep, they can't waste a second. You gotta learn. And there are two guys sitting there, and both guys are not masvinim like the shmooze was discussing, right? Every person has to grow. So two guys. So one guy listens to shmooze and he goes like this. He pushes to learn. Person learn every second. Person has to learn. Geschmack. Person has to really work hard. Person has to work really hard. I have to work hard. Person has to learn. He can't waste time. Da 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 da. Another person listens to the shmooze about asmada, and he says to himself, Let's see. How much did I learn? Well, I don't. You know, I learn with asmada. You know, this I take. I spend a little extra time, but. You know, could be that's not considered wasting time because I need a break. And this time, when a person hears a shmooze, don't apply it to your life. Don't apply it to your life, practically, just yet. Because if you listen to a shmooze and you practically apply it to your life and you want to see if you match, what happens is, because you do not want to be so far removed from the level of the shmooze, so therefore you try to fit in. I was trying to fit in. Well, I learned with the Chavrus, so sometimes I was trying to fit into what he was saying, and I was trying to drum down what was being said in order that I could fit into the level of the shmooze. And maybe I'm a little bit missing, so I have to grow a little bit. But if a person listens to a shmooze, he does not think about himself. He just listens to what is being talked about and accepts it with an open heart. That's a real massive. Every second. He doesn't think about what he does. He doesn't think about what he does. Then afterwards, it goes over. Yeah, this is what persons do. How could I get closer to that level? Because what happens is, the person that's trying to make himself see if he himself is what the shmooze is doing, what happens is he jumps down the shmooze, he tries to get himself there, and he doesn't really have to grow too much to get to where he compromised out of the shmooze. Also, he gets depressed because he's busy figuring out whether he matches the profile of the shmooze. The purpose of the shmooze is not to match your profile, whether you match with the person that they're talking about in the shmooze. The shmooze is MS. This is what a person should be. And just hear with all your heart. This is what a person should be. And afterwards, a person now could apply that, use that idea and see, how could I get closer to that step? It's mamish two worlds of how a person listens to a shmooze. The first way, the bad way, a person drums down the shmooze or gets depressed, or both. And the second way, a person hears the shmooze with a full heart and later can really shine.
It wastes too long.
No, so after you heard the shmooze, it's the initial reception. Afterwards, right after the shmooze, the person sits down, how can I learn a little more? How can I get closer? I'm not going to start learning 24 hours a day, but how can I? I'm inspired. I want to grow. I'm inspired. He's talking about a smug. I'm inspired. So I think to myself, well, how can I become a bigger master? So I'll learn a whole second center. So I'll learn a little later, a little extra 15 minutes a night. I'll learn a little, I won't waste as much time. Not being silly and trying to reach everything that the shmooze is talking about. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to show you where we're supposed to go and then start to work towards it. Anyways, so this is no gay out this shmooze, because this shmooze is not easy for me to. I'm totally removed from what we're talking about, but it doesn't mean it's not kedai to have some ideas. Rabbi Shaul Salanter said another line. Rabbi Shaul Salanter said another line. He said, Olam Hazeh, this is what I want to say in Yiddish. It says in Yiddish too, but this is what I want to kind of read. It says, Olam Hazeh is like a fancy hotel. Shaul Salanter said that Olam Hazeh is like a fancy hotel. And Rabbi Shaul Salanter was saying that Olam Hazeh is very fancy. Olam Hazeh is very gishmak. So a person takes from the hotel, so a person taka owes for it. A person has to pay for it. But if a person, let's say your boss sends you to Florida. He sends you to Florida to sell jewelry. So he puts you up in a hotel. So you're not paying for the hotel, because it's part of the job, part of the business. So the more a person uses the food, the more a person uses his hotel stay, the geschmacks of Olam Hazeh, more a person uses it for his job, that's just a shlichus of he's just part of his shlichus of doing the Ratzon Hashem. So then taki, then might not get charged for it. The guy is eating Shabbos and Geshmak, eating Shabbos, he's not getting charged for it. He's working for the boss. He's not getting charged for it.
But it's the boss's hotel.
It's the boss's hotel, and he's not getting, right, the boss is not charging for it. But if a person's taking, just taking totally, the more a person's taking without connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's going to be charged for it. But, Chaim, I want to come back to that, but also Chaim Shalevitz asked on this Zvar from Rishon Salanter, what does it mean? A person does a mitzvah, a schar of a mitzvah is so little that you can take it up with a shtickle, with some jelly beans, with some candy, with some simis, the steak. What, the schar of doing a mitzvah is so small that you can take it away with some geshmak of food? So Chaim Shalevitz said that this is another bichurish, that the schar a person gets for a mitzvah, the schar a person gets for the mitzvah depends on how much the mitzvah is worth to the person. He says that a person, let's say a person finishes davening, and he goes downstairs to the dining room, and all there is cereal and bread and eggs, and he could eat it, but decides, you know what, he's not in the mood. You know, I'm not saying Lamaisa what to do, I'm just giving him a mashal. So he's not in the mood. So he says, so I'll go to the bagel store. We're not talking about a guy in Waterbury, talking about a guy in Brooklyn. So I'll go to the bagel store. Give me a bagel store in Brooklyn.
Bagel hall.
Bagel what?
Bagel hall.
Bagel hall?
Hall.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay, bagel hall. Good name. Goes to the bagel hall. He goes there. All right, so send an extra 10-15 minutes getting the bagels and eating. All right, so cost him 20 minutes. I'll go to the bagel hall. He goes to the bagel hall, which is a block away from his yeshiva. And
I guess he goes to
Chaim Berlin. What? I don't know where these places are. And bagel hall is bagel hall has no. The guy loves spinach bagels. Bagel hall has no spinach bagels left. So they're out of spinach bagels. So he goes to the next. So his friend, who also loves spinach bagels, he has a car. He says, "Okay, where's the next bagel? Brooklyn bagel." He says, "Okay, let's go to Brooklyn bagel." So it's a 5-10 minute drive. They have spinach bagels. I'm sure they have bagels over there. They're always well stocked. Okay, so go there. So, and then he finally eats, and he comes back. No, he missed 45 minutes of learning that he could have learned. So that is a sort of aside. That is how much a spinach bagel is worth, or you want to say how much his tire is worth. So, the person puts such chashivas to the food, and puts the little chashivas to the tire. So Zakir B'chayim Shulevitz, then it's possible that the food kitaka take away schar of the mitzvah. So, stam is that a person has to be careful in that. That's a little bit easier for us to understand. That a person, you know, a person not to throw away, you know, imagine a guy would tell you, he says, listen, person's learning, guy's, you're learning, it, and a guy tells you, and you ate supper already. It's 9 o'clock at night. You're learning with Spanish. He says, you know, you're my good friend. I want to take you out to Doggies. I'll pay for it. You ate supper already. At least take you out to Doggies for free. How can you pass it up? No. How can you pass up the learning? So we have to try to be careful not to let. Fine, we're not prushim, we're not parshim, but try not to let our taivas achila take us, you know, too far away. Take away too much time. So Lamaisa, there is a parsha of separating from achila. Are we there now? Probably not. Could we do a little bit? Rabbeinu Yehuda says leave a little bit off your plate. That was something we could do. There are little things we could do. But let's speak about even easier. But a person, what we could do is let's eat our steak. Let's eat our chicken. But let's try to change the way we do it. You know, a person comes down to the dining room, and there is serving a good lunch. A guy could you know, rush push to get his lunch and sit down and quickly stuff a bracha, you know, quickly throw a bracha out of his mouth and dig in. Or another guy who also has a strong urge for the food. He sits, gets the food, relax, calm down, sit down, make a bracha, and fakir. The better the food, the better the bracha. The truth is, the better the food, the more it's mechayev a bracha. Because the more potential, the more you're taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you're taking from Elam Hazeh, so then you should be giving more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would look at it as every time we ate, as we're taking something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we'd feel the chiyuv to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you go into someone's house, and you eat by them, so you say please, say thank you. Why? You say, you give a compliment, because you feel a need, you feel obligated to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel obligated to that. Otherwise, if you just go into someone's house, you see the difference. If you just go into someone's house and just, they're not home, right? You know, you first go to someone's house, they give you permission. If I go into the house, you take out their kitchen, take out their stuff from the fridge, you empty their stuff, you don't leave a thank you note, you don't leave nothing. So you imagine all you did was talk. You go into someone's house and they're there, or you leave them a note, or you leave them a something. So you didn't just take. You gave back. You weren't just a guy. You didn't just take. So what a person could do, what we could work on is when we eat our bagels, we eat our steak. So a person should make. I should have a chiyuv. Person should feel more responsible when he's by a barbecue. Person feel more responsible to make the brachos properly. I have such a chiyuv to just quickly eat, and I don't have the patience. Person has a great gishmaka suda, and then he benches. As a gishmaka, the guy has an hour and 15 minute suda. He has an hour and 15 minute suda, or an hour and a half barbecue. You know, gishmaka food with steaks and all that. And afterwards, what happens? It's late. Oh, I have to run. It's late. Run to the bench. We really blew it. It's a real disaster. We spent an hour and a half eating, you know, and we spent two minutes bench. That's probably the Pshat HaChazal. I've said before, it says, Kol Mitzar Atzam and Ayayin. It says, Nikra Chayte. Anyone that holds himself, anyone who pains himself from wine, is called a Chayte. A Nazir is called a Chayte because he held himself back from wine. So it's hard to understand. What do you mean? Precious? What do you mean? If a person holds a step back from wine, he's a chayte. So you're saying, it's better what? The Pshat HaChazal is what? It's better about it. If you see wine, a person can have wine, drink wine. That's what Chazal were saying with stomach. Besides the bichayta, it's better to drink the wine. Stomach. Chazal were saying that. What do you mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu made wine for a reason. You mitzvah yourself from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the gift Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave you, and just drink it, enjoy it. Have a karsa tam to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's no karsa tam to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the chayra avada, you're better off being mitzvah ratzim adayay. Alright, so Mir Tashem, we should eat this Pesach. We have 8 days of eating matzah. We should eat the matzah with Shmach, Hashivas, it's a chefs of mitzvah. And we should have a Chag, kosher, this one.